Theater. Praise the Lord. That is big enough, more than almost 500 parishes and then areas and outreaches. That's a big thing and something that we ought to celebrate. Because I'm happy because the elder missions, the Sherman mission said, we are celebrating. Not just observing, but celebrating. Because it's indeed a milestone. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. So I want to thank God for the opportunity. And as PCA celebrates 120 years, it's also good to, you know, bring it down a little and ask ourselves, what are we celebrating when PCA, in general is celebrating? What are we celebrating? And I want to say, when you look at Milimani North and Milimani South Presbytery, you can see the footprints of St. Andrews all over. And it's a big thing. This is something that we need to tell God thank you for. Because the God who has been with us from the time it all started, from 1975 when we started growing these other congregations, he is the same God today. Because he does not change. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. And he's going to walk with you even as you continue doing the very other many new things that you're doing, Kirireshwa, and all the others that are going to come up. I know that God is indeed going to bless us. I want to thank the many people who could be with us in this service, including the online congregation, and we want to indeed celebrate each and every person who has done something to contribute to mission work, wherever it has been. Praise the Lord. I'm very proud of, when I looked at that booklet, you know, the missions booklet, and I said, if you can't locate your space for ministry in mission in St. Andrews, then you cannot locate it anywhere, because you have everything here. Praise the Lord. And the challenge is, as we celebrate 120 years of mission work in PCA, I mean, the question should be, what am I doing? What has been my contribution to that? Praise the Lord. I want to especially celebrate one very, very special thing, that in 1995, PCA St. Andrews was given oversight of Mashuru Mission Area. 26 years later, what started as two stations, Kibini and Isara, now we are 19 and counting. Praise the Lord. That is beautiful, beautiful work that the Lord has done through you people. Every coin that you paid for mission work, every prayer that you did for the people living out there, every mission that you attended, I can tell you it has borne fruit, because our labor will never be in vain in Jesus. Praise the Lord. What you have done, dear friends, has been phenomenal. And today I'm privileged also to represent, you know, mostly you used to then be having a lot of people from Mashuru coming up here. This day I came alone, and I think I'm huge enough to represent the many, many, many people. Praise the Lord. You know, I was told that you used to preaching in Kimasai so much. Come and do a little English. Praise the Lord. And on a right note, I was reminding them, we start engaging our English when we hit anniversary towers, when we are coming for the session in the afternoons of, or in the evenings of Tuesday. So I'm hoping and trusting God that we are going to have an engagement that will not only be fruitful to us, but that we will desire more to be sent out there by God to do something tangible and to touch a life and to transform a life. St. Andrews has done so much. If you look at what missions has done, I have talked about 19 congregations, so 17 new ones after St. Andrews took over. Many people have dedicated their lives there, their property, their wealth and everything else, and there has been growth. Many programs run by the Women's Guild, the PCMF, the health professionals, we have a clinic that serves people down there, the Generation Esther, nurturing young girls, the youth have done tremendous work in Mashuru, and many, many individuals from up here. You have been special people, not to mention the special ladies who are also mentoring and working with the special ladies we have down there in Mashuru. They are not alone. They feel encouraged. They feel that there is somebody who is working with us. In general, what can I say? That, I mean, I please do receive our heartfelt gratitude from the people of Mashuru for the many things that you have done. Praise the Lord. I know that the Lord will continue empowering you to do more and more. And when the missions people come here to talk about going out there, please be kind enough to extend a hand, because there is good reward for all that. We want to thank God, and as I bring greetings from my family, my wife, we spoke this morning, she's in Voi, and she said that I bring greetings on behalf of the family. Do you receive them? Because I think that's a beautiful thing. Praise the Lord. Knowing that the family is here with us and we are in this together. Now, I want to say that mission work in Mashuru has been really fruitful. There is a lot of hope now. We know that we have done the good structures, but we need to get deeper and deeper. Every other time something comes up, a congregation comes up, there is a need for land, there is need for a structure, there is need for all the things that come into the house of God to make it a place of worship. Praise the Lord. And with all these needs, we continue trusting God that he will not only empower us to be able to do that, but he'll also equip other people who have a mission of mind, and they'll come and grease our hands as we continue doing that. And I know St. Andrews has been a partner who has walked with us and will continue walking us through and through. Praise the Lord. I want us to, because time is not with us, I want us to say a prayer so that we can listen to the word. And as we do that, we will continue engaging in the missional work in Mashur. Gracious and everlasting Father, we want to once again thank you for your goodness and mercy, and even for your presence in here with us. Lord, we are at your table, and as we dine, we pray that you're going to nourish us, equip us, and furnish us with everything that is required, so that, Lord, we not only bear fruit, but we will also go out there as you have sent us, so that we can touch our life, transform our life, and do that which you have commissioned us to do. We thank you and we bless your holy name, because we know that indeed you care and love for us in a mighty, mighty way. Thank you for you're going to be with us as we start this sermon, and even when you crown it in a mighty way, Lord, we will remember to say thank you. So have a prayer of faith through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. So I'm born again and happy this morning, and also excited to share the words of God as brought to us, and especially the theme being vessels of the Spirit, or spiritual vesselhood, as we continue working in the vineyard of God. Praise the Lord. And I want to say that there is nothing as beautiful as mission, because there are so many ways that you will do mission. You either pray for mission, you can either pay for mission, you can either go for mission. Praise the Lord. You can also do all of them, because I had somebody say that you may say that I don't know how to preach, but you have something that you can offer that would enable somebody else to go and do that. Praise the Lord. You may not be able to go out there because maybe you don't have the energy, but your prayer will never ever fail to reach the heavens, because the Lord is waiting, and when he hears your prayer, he will exactly do that which you have petitioned him to do on behalf of his people. So it's a beautiful thing to ask yourself, what can I do? Praise the Lord. I have resources, I may not have the time, but I think I can do something that would enable somebody to go and do something. Now, our theme today of spiritual vesselhood resonates very well with the kind of person that God expects to go out there and do missions. Praise the Lord. Now, in the book of Romans, the guiding verse, the Bible says that, but you are not of the flesh. You are in the Spirit. If the Spirit of God really dwells in you. And that one sets you apart from everybody else. And I think that is why we are here. I think that is why we are in this business that we have been called to by our God. Because we are a special people. We are a peculiar people. We are special to him. And he would want to use us in a special way. Special people are used for special purposes. Praise the Lord. And I think that is the desire of everybody else. That those that are in the Spirit, they have a special connection with the Father. And for that reason, he would want to use them specially. Now, when we look at where we are, we need to also look at where we began. And in Genesis chapter 2 and we look at the creation of mankind, and especially the creation of mankind, and we see man formed. And I want to submit to us that man is formed as a container, because immediately God forms man, he filled the container with something, his own Spirit. Praise the Lord. And that is exactly what every other time a human person, somebody who is connected to God, is supposed to contain, the Spirit of God. And that's why Paul says, you are not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. Because he is taking us to the beginning. Praise the Lord. And then when we are filled with godly content, because that is exactly what it is. When he fills us with his Spirit, that is godly content. Then he is indeed commissioning us to a function. Something that we have to do so that we can do a contribution to humanity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And for that reason, that is why now we know, having known that, we can jump into the book of, in Paul's letter now to Timothy, and see what he says, and especially about this great house. The house that he has mentioned. And he says that in a great house, this great house that Paul talks about is the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Those that he has called to himself. It is the church of Christ, because the great house is not the entire world. It is those people that he has called unto himself. Because if you read the upper verses of the chapter, you'll realize that Paul is talking about even the foundation of that house. And he says that this foundation is sure, because the foundation is laid in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our redemption. Praise the Lord. And so now, that is how we get into this great house. Now, Paul, when talking about this great house, scares us a little, because he says that in this great house, there are vessels, some honorable, some meant for dishonor. And I would say that I wouldn't want to say that there is somebody who is small in the eyes of God, because that would be an insult. Every person that God has called to himself through Jesus Christ is a precious jewel to him. Praise the Lord. But when he says that there are vessels in this house that are not honorable, that are not for dishonor, I think he's also, because if you read later on, you realize that he's warning us to become a certain kind of a vessel. And we would want to say this, that our prayer is that even as we think missional, even because we need to do a missional reading of this section of the scripture, even as we think missional, then we also need to think about, who do we go with for this, to this mission? Praise the Lord. How do we go out there to minister to God's people? How do we go out there to touch people's lives? Now, this great house is the house of our Lord. It is his church. It's the people that he has called to himself. And so that we're not very scared, we just go a little bit historical and realize that even in the first family, though it was a family that God had instituted, you'll find Cain in that family. And then when the world was filled with evil, and came one man that was righteous before God, Noah, the select few that God would take into his ark, then you also realize that in that very small group, Ham is there. You come to Abraham, there will be an Ishmael somewhere. Isaac walks with God, but Esau is somewhere in the neighborhood. And on and on and on, you come and realize that even in the house of Jacob, you know, in the wilderness, you'll find people like Dathan and all these other people. People who are, though they are in the body of all, in this grouping that God has called to himself and taking to his rest, there will be sprinklings of people that will resist, or even who may not fit the people that God wants to use for his glory. Praise the Lord. I mean, even in the house of priesthood, look at the house of Eli. Hophni and Phinehas are still there. And even today, I want to say that there will be sprinklings of such elements in the people that God has put together, even in the church. Praise the Lord. But does not that scare us? No, the Lord says that the foundation of this house that he's building up, its foundation is sure. It is solid. Praise the Lord. And that should give us, as we celebrate 120 years, when we look at the shortcomings and the many things that have not been working, we are not going to be scared because of one thing, that the foundation that has been put, that is laid on this church, is sure. It is a foundation in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Vessels. My prayer for all of us is that the Lord will find us useful. Because when he talks about those vessels, some are not for the master's use. Some are for ordinary and common use. because they are made of wood. They are made of earth. They are earthen, so they are earthly. They are wood, so they are common. They are delicate. They break easily. They are wishy-washy. They are driven away quite easily. They are taken away by any heretical doctrine that comes around quite easily. The lusts and the desires of the flesh will pick them quite easily. The servants will take a lot of care. They use a lot of energy to take good care of them and to put them together. They are vessels in this house. But then they are vessels. Vessels of gold and silver. I mean, just before you think about gold and silver as a vessel, think about it, how it comes into being. Little work is done. Prospecting, the mining, taking it through fire, the purifying, and of course the skill now to mold the vessel into what it ought to be. And you know what? The beauty about that, even after all that effort, they are made fit for the master's use. Not for any other person's use, but for the master's use. Praise the Lord. My prayer for each one of us as we celebrate 120 years of mission work is that the Lord will not only be used in church and in so many other things, but will be found fit for use by the Master, so that He can trust us even with the lives of those people out there who have not known Him as Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. I like the house of the Lord. I like this great house because you see the beauty about it is that this house is great not because of who is there, but because of its foundation, because of its importance. This house is very, very important. Very important because the founder, the chief architect, the builder is God Himself. Praise the Lord. And for God so loved the world. He loved the world. He loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. That is the extent of love He has for this church. That is why I tell you that He will make sure that what He has started, He will see it finished. Praise the Lord. And that is the confidence that we have. Now, when we are vessels of honor in this household, we also need to realize, and this is what gives me joy, even when there are shortcomings, if there are vessels that are prepared and ready and fit for the use by the master, then it means that the master is in the house. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. The master is in the house. Everywhere where you are, everywhere you are worshipping, everywhere you are, where you are contemplating and thinking about God, the master is there because He is the author. He is the architect. He is the builder of this big house. He is the one who is working in your life to perfect it so that you can be made useful for Him. Praise the Lord. I mean, it's even when it looks like it's difficult, the knowledge that it is the master who is doing it and that He is here is very, very comforting. Praise the Lord. Are you saying you're worried about your Christian work? Let me tell you, you need not go far. The master is there. Because He's the chief architect, He's the master builder. He is going to make sure that what He has started, He finishes. Because that is in his element. That is the way He does things. Praise the Lord. And this master that we're talking about, you know, who is in the midst of this house, who is there and ready to use what He has. He has given an opening and a powerful opening for each and every one of us. And He says that if we would purge ourselves from this, meaning vessels that are unto dishonor, we will be made fit for His use. And He gives each one of us a beautiful chance to be used by Him for His own glory. Praise the Lord. I mean, I look at the entire congregation seated here, and I think of each one of us being a precious vessel for God and containing something sweet and something wonderful that can transform a life outside there. And I look at you and I say, this is the Lord's army, and it is huge. Praise the Lord. You know, somebody went to China and said that China, a long time ago before they became who they are now, and he looked at the sheer numbers, just the numbers, the population in China, and said, this is a sleeping giant. That day when this giant wakes up, in its wake, people will know that there is a giant that is at work. Now China is all over. China is all over. China is in our cupboards. China is in our houses. China is in our roads. China is in our... We wear Chinese everything. China is everywhere. It is running economies. Praise the Lord. Yes, even it has become one of our worries. Praise the Lord. Just because the giant did wake up. Praise the Lord. Hey, turn to your neighbor and tell them to wake up, because if we wake up as the Lord's army, I can tell you we'll do more than we have been able to do in the last 120 years. Praise the Lord. St. Andrew's missions, if you were to wake up now, each one of us will be awakened, that, you know, that fire for missions, that fire to take the gospel to somebody who has known it, that fire to be useful for the master, that fire to be pulled and prepared for the master's use, I tell you. You're going to do exploits for God. Praise the Lord. This city will never be the same again, because you and I are going to combine and do that which the Master has formed us to do and has filled us with, because we have content. Praise the Lord. Amen. And this is not just about the city. St. Andrews is everywhere. We are in Umuruti, we are in Mashuru, we are in every other corner, in every prison. We are international now. This is a sleeping giant. It wakes, and in its wake, I tell you, the world will realize that there are vessels that the Lord has fashioned for himself who are ready to do business for the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he says, just purge yourself of the things that profane, that defile a vessel. Sinfulness, self-confidence, pride, all these things. Let us prepare ourselves and present ourselves, one, empty, so that the Lord can feed us with his content, because that is what we are going to take out there. Praise the Lord. Let us be available for God. We say that we can pray, we can pay, we can go. Let's make ourselves available for God. Praise the Lord. And finally, be clean. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Because that's where we need to go. And when he cleanses us, when he makes us whole again, when he mends our broken pieces, his grace is sufficient that he will transform us, some from wooden and earthen to silver and gold, and ready for the master's use. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I desire to be made fit for the master's use. Hallelujah. I desire that he will do everything possible, and I've made myself available that he can use me for the glory of his holy name. And I'm looking for partners with me, and I have just found them. A big army that the Lord will use to take this ministry to just another level. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the Lord for cleansing. Let us go to the Lord so that he can transform our lives. Let us go before the Lord so that he can do something special for his glory. Are you there? And you're thinking that this is too difficult? It isn't. He sent his son, Jesus Christ. Alone you may not be able. Alone you cannot do a thing. But he has sent us Jesus Christ. The blood that was shed at Calvary, it was not meant to wet the tree on which he hung, or the grounds where that cross was. It was meant to cleanse and purge us of all our sinfulness and made us ready for the master's use. Praise the Lord. So that we can be precious items in that house. You can imagine. I mean, I don't know whether somebody would go into the history with me and look at a house that had articles and special articles that were kept specially for special people. You wouldn't touch them. Even if you belong to that family, you wouldn't touch them. They were meant for the guests. But you see, it is because there were guests who would come. Praise the Lord. I desire that I will be honorable before God, so that I will not be used for common use. I will be used for precious things by the master, because he says that those people that have desisted and passed themselves off from these things, you know, being base, being common, they are fit for the master's use. I like it when I talk about the master's use. Because our master has everything. There is nothing that is too difficult for him. He's our health. Praise the Lord. When I need health, as I go out there to minister to his people, he provides the health. He is the wealth. If I need wealth, he provides the wealth. Because he owns gold and silver, he owns cattle on 1,000 hills. There is nothing that he doesn't own. Praise the Lord. What is it that you need and you don't have? He has it in abundance. And when he starts blessing, it is exceedingly abundantly, above all you can ask or even imagine. Praise the Lord. That is a kind of master who is asking us, purge yourself from this and be fit for my use. Peace, St. Andrews. Please, let us make ourselves available for the master. Let us go to him empty of all the many things that we may have, all the things that define us, so that now we can be defined by the content that he puts in us. And I can tell you, we will not only be fit for his use, but I can tell you, we will be powerful out there ministering for him and through him to the glory of his holy name. And we will be ushered now, when all this is done, when all this is done, we will forever rejoice with him. Faithful, good and faithful servant, enter into my rest. Praise the Lord. That is my desire. That is what I want. That is where I want to finally be. That is how I want it to crystallize finally. That even after all of this, that I will be found faithful to dine eternally with the Master. Are you there? You would want a special prayer. You say, Master, I want to present myself before you. Master, I want to be cleansed by you. Master, by the blood that was shed at Calvary, I want renewal, because I want to be a vessel, honorable, fit for use by you. Are you there this morning? And you would want to say, I want to live a powerful ministry in life. The Lord is here. We have said, the reason why they are vessels of honor, fit for the master, it is because the master is also in the house. And we sing, God is here, and now to bless us. Because he is here, we are not going to look for him elsewhere. He's here with us. Are you there? As we stand and make a prayer. Are you there? As we stand and make a prayer before God. Are you there? And you'd want to say, Master, come before you. I'm available. Cleanse me. Prepare me. Make me fit for your use. Because when he does that, praying for missions, paying for missions, going for missions, it will become a way of life. Praise the Lord. It will become a way of life. It will not be a struggle. It will become one of the enterprises that you are wired for. Let's stand on our feet so that we pray. And as we do that, we want to pray that our master will cleanse us. We want to pray that our master will work on us. We want to pray that the Lord will do something new, something transformational in his church and in the lives of his people, to the glory of his holy name. Are you there? And you would want to say, this mission Sunday, this Nandemi Sunday, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to my name on the book of life. I want something new to happen in my life. Are you there? Do you want to say that? We would pray with you so that you invite Jesus Christ in your life. Shall we pray? Gracious, loving Master, cleanse us, sanctify us, make us fit for your service, prepare us for every good work. Thank you for inviting us into your sanctuary. Thank you for your Son Jesus Christ. Thank you for the price that he had to pay, so that by the blood that was shed, we may be cleansed, purged, and found fit for use by you, Master. How I pray that you minister to our hearts. How I pray that you continue doing something special in the lives of your people. As you call us to beautifully go out there and spread good news, touch lives and transform households, Lord. We pray that your power and presence will always be with us. And because you bless, Lord, I speak a special blessing upon these dear ones in the name of Jesus. The Lord, as you call them to your service, that Father, they will be strengthened by you, they will be equipped by you, and Lord, in Jesus' name, you'll continue nurturing them day by day, and they'll never know lack because you'll always be with them. Thank you because you are our Father and our God. Thank you because you care for us in a special way. Continue guiding and shepherding us because you love and care for us. It is our humble prayer of faith in Jesus' name. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Let me get seated.